A Dane County judge has ruled that a lawsuit calling to repeal Wisconsin's 174-year-old abortion ban can continue in state circuit court. It's Monday, July 10th. This is Wisconsin Today. Good morning, I'm Alex Crow. Coming up, some Wisconsin dairy farmers are dumping milk down the drain. Reporter Hope Kerwin will have more on why producers are throwing away their product. And a Mineral Point-based artist is transforming slabs of concrete from a road reconstruction project into a treasure hunt. Stay with us.
Thank you to the donors who make Wisconsin Public Radio possible. There are more than 50,000 of you. Your generosity delivers essential news, thought-provoking conversations, and inspiring music to listeners all over Wisconsin and beyond. Your support makes a difference in people's lives every day. Thank you.
A Dane County judge is allowing a lawsuit to proceed which seeks to block prosecutions of abortions under a 19th century law. Sarah Lear has more.
Just days after Roe v. Wade was overturned, Wisconsin's Democratic Attorney General sued, attempting to stop abortions from being criminalized under a 19th century law. The law says that anyone other than the mother who, quote, intentionally destroys the life of an unborn child is guilty of a felony. Republican District Attorney Joel Ermansky sought to have the suit dismissed, but Circuit Court Judge Diane Schlipper denied that request on Friday and will instead allow the case to move forward. In her ruling, Schlipper opined that the 1849 law in question does not actually ban abortions that are done with a pregnant person's consent. Instead, she wrote that it criminalizes feticide. It's likely the case will eventually make its way to Wisconsin's Supreme Court. Sarah Lear, Wisconsin Public Radio.
A new analysis shows that on average, Wisconsinites will see a $36 income tax cut in 2023 as part of the budget signed by Governor Tony Evers. That's far smaller than the tax breaks advanced by Republican lawmakers, which would have amounted to more than $500 on average. But as researcher Jason Stein notes, that's partly because the GOP plan would have given the biggest tax cuts to the wealthiest Wisconsinites. He's with the Wisconsin Policy Forum, a nonpartisan think tank.
There is some difference for taxpayers in the middle end where, you know, they will receive something under the governor's plan, but less than what the Republican plan would have provided. And then where there's a lot of difference is on the upper end.
Wisconsin's Assembly Speaker Robin Voss has accused the Democratic governor of spending down the state's historic budget surplus. Voss and other Republicans say they'd rather focus on tax relief. Governor Tony Evers vetoed a required merger of a UW System campus and technical college, which was included in the state budget. Rich Kramer reports local officials are pressing on with consolidation amid sharp declines in enrollment.
A Republican budget motion would have required UW-Milwaukee's Washington County campus to leave the UW system and join Moraine Park Technical College. The idea came from Washington County, which owns the campus buildings and grounds. Evers vetoed the plan, saying he objects to the legislature deciding issues that are the responsibility of the UW system and local tech college board. Washington County Executive Josh Showman says he's disappointed.
Let's get to the table and come up with a solution and stop all the posturing, the protecting of our own institutions, and let's make it about the kids and the businesses and the community and not our own little fiefdoms.
UW-Milwaukee praised the governor's veto, saying it and the UW should lead plans for its campus. Rich Kramer, Wisconsin Public Radio.
Dairy farmers have produced an overabundance of milk this summer and have seen a major decline in prices. As Hope Kerwin reports, it means at least some have seen their milk dumped because plants are already full.
Chuck Nicholson is an ag economist for the University of Wisconsin-Madison. He says milk production is naturally at its peak in late spring, but increases this year have been larger than normal due to farmers expanding their herds. Nicholson says that's because milk prices were up last year.
Producers are pretty good at responding to those kinds of incentives. So now we're bringing that additional milk online compared to last year. And so that's part of why we are seeing the issues that we've seen.
Nicholson says farmers and processors try to only dump milk as a last resort. They first try to sell it at a reduced price to any nearby plant. He says reports of dumping in Wisconsin over the last month indicate regional plants are at capacity, and that likely won't slow down until later this year. Hope Kerwin, Wisconsin Public Radio.
Streams across most of Wisconsin were flowing at above normal rates this spring, but they're now seeing below normal flows across much of the state as drought conditions continue. The latest data from the U.S. Drought Monitor shows nearly 93% of the state is under drought conditions. As of June, the state had seen a shortfall of anywhere from 2 to 6 inches of rain. George Kraft is a professor emeritus of water resources at UW-Stevens Point. As the drought has prompted more irrigation, he says flows on a section of the Little Plover River have fallen below the minimum healthy level set by the state.
It's bad enough that's below healthy flow if you care about things like trout and critters, but we could be facing a dry up this year.
The river dried up in stretches between 2005 to 2009, causing fish kills. A 2016 study found the groundwater-fed stream is vulnerable to impacts from nearby pumping. And finally, a Wisconsin artist in Mineral Point is turning street rubble into artwork. The project aimed to bring more people to the downtown area as it underwent a road reconstruction project. But as Gabby Vinnick reports, it took on a whole new meaning for the community.
Artist Keith Huey owns a gallery in the Art District of Mineral Point. Construction blocked the downtown, and he worried it would hurt tourism. In March, he began painting chunks of concrete and hiding them in different spots around the area. And it soon became the talk of the town as kids and adults participated in what became a scavenger hunt.
It was just an idea that I had to pull people downtown to share my art and to hopefully brighten up people's days in what has been, you know, a big construction mess.
Huey plans on creating free art for the community through the end of the summer. Gabby Vinnick, Wisconsin Public Radio.
And that'll do it. Thanks for joining us for Wisconsin Today. I'm your host, Alex Crow. Our producers are Mallory Chang and John Davis. You can catch us wherever you get your podcasts every weekday morning. Of course, don't forget to subscribe and leave us a rating and review. Have a great day. We'll talk to you again tomorrow.